It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. You could summarize the U.S. economy right now in two short sentences. It's a good time to own stocks. It's a bad time to look for a job.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed above 10,000 yesterday, first time that's happened in about a year. Yet even as the Dow exceeds 10,000, the unemployment rate is heading toward 10%. You get a clue to what's behind both those trends when you follow the story of big banks. We're going to talk about those institutions at the heart of our economy with David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, regular guest here. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve and Renee.
One reason we called you is that J.P. Morgan reported profits yesterday of $3.6 billion in a single quarter. Does that suggest to you that the banks are doing better?
Well, certainly that big bank is doing better. It's interesting, though, that they didn't make their money the old-fashioned way, lending it to people and getting paid back. Their consumer businesses actually were awful, and they said they had to write off some loans. They made most of their money investment banking and trading, the business of serving companies and buying and selling securities on the markets.
Does that basically mean that they're finding creative ways to make money, but not necessarily doing the kind of economic activity that grows businesses and creates jobs?
Well, some of the stuff they're doing in investment banking does help grow businesses. They get paid a fee for helping companies do deals and sell bonds and stuff like that. But not very much of it is coming from lending to ordinary people or small businesses. To that extent, you're right.
So was this the government plan here for banks to be profitable, stocks to be rising, but for the unemployment rate to be very high?
I don't think that was the long-run plan. But as you know, the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, has said, I didn't want to save Wall Street. I wanted to save Main Street. But in order to do that, I had to save Wall Street first.
We've been reading some quotes from past months from Ben Bernanke. He said, I care about Wall Street for one reason and one reason only, because what happens on Wall Street matters to Main Street. And he goes on to say, if we don't take the steps necessary to make sure that credit is flowing again, then my father couldn't get a loan to build his new store. It sounds, David Wessel, like his father still couldn't get the loan to build his new store, even though J.P. Morgan has a big profit.
That's right. Basically, he's done the first half of his equation. He saved Wall Street. But it hasn't flowed through to Main Street yet.
So does that mean that the financial bailout that was passed by Congress and signed by President Bush late last year worked or not?
Well, I think it worked to the extent that its goal was to prevent the implosion of the financial system, to prevent us from reading today that J.P. Morgan was about to become a government-owned company rather than a successful big private bank. You know, the Treasury had $700 billion. They spent about $445 billion of it. They got $70 back. The big banks, anyways, are doing better. But the plan is that they will eventually begin to lend and the economy will get going again. And that part of the plan hasn't yet come to fruition.
What about small banks, which are a big deal, of course, when you get away from the coasts especially?
Well, a lot of small banks are having a hard time now because, unlike J.P. Morgan, they invested in commercial real estate, office buildings, hotels, and malls, and a lot of those are empty and going under. And so we're seeing this huge wave of commercial real estate failures that's affecting the small banks. And that's particularly hard for people or businesses that rely on an individual bank that's now closed. And so we expect a lot more failures of small banks, even though the government has spent some of that TARP money to try and prop some of them up.
Well, given everything you've said very briefly, what's the likely political reaction as people learn that Wall Street compensation, according to your newspaper, David, is going to exceed what it was in 2007 before the crash?
My guess is that people and members of Congress are going to be pretty angry. They think Wall Street is doing well with taxpayer help and workers aren't.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, always good to talk with you.
A pleasure.